You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur. I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And, boy, we have such a great show planned for you this evening. And you know, it's cold outside. It's a little wet. It's not a nice night. So crank up the radio. Put a fire in the fireplace. Do you have a fireplace? And listen to this show. This is What's Your Wrinkle. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I've been doing this show for a long time. This is the show about you, the show about your wrinkles, your jowls, your turkey gobbler. Oh, boy, Thanksgiving season coming here. It's real soon, and it's turkey gobbler season. We'll talk about that tonight. We'll talk about the fat on your hips and drooping breasts and all those things, and skin care, things like that. That's what this show is all about. And this is a call-in show, 800-848-9222 is the phone number, 800-848-WABC. This is a free phone call from anywhere in the continental United States. And I do know that I have many listeners in the Phoenix area and the Los Angeles areas listening on the internet. So give me a call, 800-848-9222. And tonight we'll switch it up a bit. We're going to give out bottles of Soft Time. Why Soft Time? Soft Time is my moisturizer. It's the product I did not want to create because most of you don't need it. How's that for? Is that brilliant marketing? Is that wonderful? Well, it's true. Most people don't need a moisturizer, but you know, some do. If you're older, if your skin is dry. But, you know, humans do a very good job of making oils. But this time of year, right around the change of seasons, that's when you notice that your hands are beginning to get a little chapped and your lips are a little chapped. I had a lot of patients last week that came in with very chapped lips because the humidity is changing, the temperatures are dropping, and your skin needs time to adapt. So you can help it out a little bit with Soft Time. It's a moisturizer. I created it to mimic the normal oils of the skin. It is a very, very high-end moisturizer, maybe the most high-end, with a very reasonable price. You know, you see these moisturizers in the stores for $100, $150, and I roll my eyes because it's really ridiculous. My ingredients are very expensive. I pay over $2,000 per kilogram for something called ceramides. That's a lot of money for something. It's an important ingredient in skincare. But many of the very expensive moisturizers don't even have those things. They probably cost maybe $3, $4 to make these $100 products. I think that's unethical. Well, anyway, Soft Time mimics the natural oils of your skin. It's got ceramides. It's got, you ready for this one? Phytosphingosine. Try saying that one fast. Phytosphingosine. That is an important ingredient in your skin, and it's missing from almost all moisturizers, but I put it in mine because it's a very important ingredient. It does a lot of good things for your skin. So Soft Time is what we're giving away tonight to callers with good questions. And it doesn't have to be a good question, but I'd like it to be a good question. 800-848-9222. All right, tonight we're going to be talking about all sorts of good things in plastic surgery, a little bit more about lasers. We're going to talk about why vaping is just as bad as smoking. We're going to talk about that woman. Oh, my goodness. This woman has had 200 plastic surgery procedures, and it really gets ridiculous. We're going to talk about her. We're going to have Dr. Patrick Buckley from University Orthopedic Associates on tonight, and he is going to be talking about shoulder injuries. So we've got so much to talk about. But even before we get to that, so I don't forget, I want to talk about my good friend, Dr. Jeffrey Asherman. Dr. Asherman is a plastic surgeon at Columbia. I'm on the faculty of Columbia, and Jeff is on the faculty. He's been there for a long time. And Jeff is running for assembly. He's actually a plastic surgeon, a doctor. He's running for the New York State Assembly from the Upper East Side of Manhattan. So I'm going to have Jeff on the show next week before the election. But I have to tell you, Jeff would be the only physician in the New York State Assembly. And boy, we need one. He is a very centrist guy. He's got middle of the road, real American values, really good guy. I've known him for many years. And I can't wait to have him on next week. But check him out. If you live in the Upper East Side of Manhattan, check out Dr. Jeffrey Asherman. He is running for State Assembly. I've never endorsed a candidate on this show before, but I sure will endorse Jeff Asherman. He is a spectacular guy. I know him quite personally, and he is a great guy. He'll be on the show next week. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. And how many of you have had Botox? I'll bet a lot, because Botox is the most common procedure in all of cosmetic surgery. Something like 6.5 million people had Botox last year. And it's not just Botox. That's the sort of become the go-to name. But there's Xeomin. That's one I use a lot of. And Dysport. There's three different products out there. More to come. But they all do basically the same thing. And I honestly don't think there's a difference between the three products. So I use them interchangeably in my practice. So what does it do? Well, you know what it does. It makes your wrinkles go away. And the way it does that is by paralyzing the muscles of your brow. So when you lift up your eyebrows, you get those horizontal lines of the forehead. When you sneer, when you hear about all these terrible things in the news, you frown and you bring your brows together and create those 11 lines between your brows. You also create crow's feet and wrinkles like that. And those are very easily helped by Botox, because Botox paralyzes the muscle that makes those wrinkles, and it makes it more difficult for you to frown and make those wrinkles. And it turns out there are many studies now that show that people who use Botox are less depressed and less angry, because there's some sort of a strange feedback mechanism that if you can't frown and if you can't make these faces, then you actually are happier. These are not studies done by, it sounds like a great marketing thing, doesn't it? But it's not done by plastic surgeons. These are done by psychiatrists and psychologists and others. It's really true. But the reason I'm talking about Botox this week is not because of all those things that you already know. But there was a good study that was published last week that showed how to speed up the effects of Botox. Now, generally, when I inject Botox, and I do it every single day in my Manhattan or New Jersey practices, wherever I am that day, usually Mondays, Tuesdays I'm in Manhattan, and other days I'm in New Jersey, and Botox is just one of those things that I do virtually every single day. And I do it myself. I don't delegate it to other people. I think there's a very artistic approach to performing Botox, to injecting Botox, so that you don't look funny. You don't look, you know, like Joan Rivers used to make the jokes about Botox. Am I smiling? Am I drooling? You know, there's a good way to do it, and there's a bad way to do it. And I'm sure you've all seen the bad Botox out there. The people that arch their brows, they kind of look like, I don't know, some sort of cartoon character. You know who those people are. They're on television. And I always wonder, you know, how do these people have such bad Botox? Well, anyway, Botox takes between 2 and 14 days to kick in, to start. So when I inject it, it doesn't happen immediately. Every now and then I have an odd, you know, I don't mean an odd person, but an odd patient that has an immediate result. And I can only believe that that's a psychological effect, because, you know, it's a biologic phenomenon with Botox. It can't work immediately, but yet occasionally it does. Usually it takes between 2 and 14 days to see the effect. Botox lasts between 2 and 6 months, on average 4 months. So there was a study in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology this week, and it showed that if you exercise the muscle right after receiving the Botox, if you exercise, then it spreads the Botox more quickly in the muscle, and on average, Botox will work 1 day earlier. You know, they compared groups of people, and it was about 1 day, but it was statistically significant, and it was a repeatable study, which means it's probably real. It's a real effect that if you exercise the muscle. So here's how you do it. You do raised motions of the forehead, and then you scowl. And you do these three sets of 40 repetitions. It's really like going to the gym and exercising, right? But it's doing these three repetitions 10 minutes apart. And that's all you need to do. You exercise after receiving the Botox, and you kind of squish that Botox around the muscle, and it does seem to have an earlier onset. Now, it doesn't last any longer if you do that. The ultimate effect is exactly the same, but it will work a little bit faster. So in my office, I'm going to start doing this since the paper was really irrefutable. Very interesting new study about Botox. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. Once again, the phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. So on TV, every now and then, you see these people whose lives become cosmetic surgery. And, you know, there are TV programs that that talk about these people, and you read about it in the New York Post and the Daily Mail and things like that. Well, you know, I read these articles, and, you know, I really have to raise my eyebrows about what kind of plastic surgeon would do hundreds of procedures on a patient. So here's a woman. Her name is Pixie Fox. Not making this up, but she may have made that up. And she says her life goal is to look like a living cartoon. And she says, I'm transforming myself from a normal girl to a living cartoon. I never really felt human. I always felt more like a pixie fantasy creature. Oh, my goodness. I mean, if I had a patient like this come to my office, I mean, first of all, I probably would not schedule the appointment for her. But if she did come to the office, I would sit her down and say, Pixie, if that's your real name, we're not going to be doing surgery on you. We're not going to do procedures on you because I believe that plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery should be to help make people feel better about themselves and look normal, not like a cartoon character. So she apparently has traveled all over the world to have cosmetic surgery. We'll talk a little bit more about Pixie in a few minutes. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be back after these words.
Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older, and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Althera, or the new Instalift might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Bernie here from Bernie and Sid in the Morning. Folks, these days you can get practically everything on demand, like our podcast. Listen whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. Did you know that you can even get postage on demand? All you need is stamps.com. With stamps.com, you can access all the services of the post office right from your desk. Buy and print real United States postage for any letter or any package. All available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just click, print, mail, and you're done. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale. You can weigh your letters and packages and print the exact amount of postage every time. I do it myself, folks. I send important letters, packages, merchandise for my show, everything. I love stamps.com, and right now there's a 4-week trial, includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Bernie. That's stamps.com. Enter Bernie. Again, go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Bernie. That's stamps.com. Enter Bernie. That's me.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skin care really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skincare very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all three products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
77 WABC.
What's your wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon, host of the show. And the phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. So this Pixie Fox woman that I was talking about, so she's traveled all around the world to Iran, India, Istanbul, Korea, Dubai, Sweden. She says she's been all around America, and she's had every plastic surgery procedure you can even imagine, more than 200. She says, I've even invented my own procedures. I'm the only girl in the world to do an eyelash transplant with my pubic hairs. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. She's had ribs removed to make a narrower waist. She has had her ears sewn in to look like an elf. And boy, I'll tell you, isn't this interesting? And I'm actually choking over the story here. So, you know, I would certainly not operate on Pixie, and I'm sure most board-certified plastic surgeons who trained at reputable institutions would also not operate on this woman. It is the responsibility of the physician to screen the patient. You know, my chief at the University of Chicago, Tom Krizek, one of the great plastic surgeons of all time, used to say that a plastic surgeon is not like a bus. Everyone with a token doesn't necessarily get on the bus. You know, we do have to screen people for your own good, both psychologically and medically. And if someone has unrealistic expectations, if someone came in and said to me, you know, my hand would look better if I didn't have a thumb, I certainly wouldn't cut it off. But when plastic surgeons do these things like removing ribs to give a narrower waist and making elf ears, I tell you, if I would love to examine those plastic surgeons during their board examination. That would be kind of an interesting one, because where are their ethics? All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. Tonight we're going to be talking about rotator cuff injuries with Dr. Patrick Buckley of the University Orthopedic Associates of New Jersey. Now, this is a great orthopedic group. It really is. It's one of the biggest in the country. They've got 17 orthopedic surgeons, 10 physical or occupational therapists, a bunch of nurses, physician assistants, and even a podiatrist on the staff. They've got offices in Somerset, New Jersey, in Wall Township, New Jersey, that's near the shore, in Princeton, New Jersey, and they've got specialists in this group with really almost every orthopedic condition. I believe every orthopedic condition is covered. They actually have separate departments in sports medicine and joint replacement, spine surgery, hand surgery, foot and ankle surgery, trauma surgery, and physical therapy. They've got operating rooms in their offices. They've got an MRI machine. It's really a spectacular group. And I do have to say that this is the group that did fix my mother's hip when she broke her hip, and did an unbelievable job. My mother had a lot of medical problems. She was on Coumadin. And I have to tell you, she already had a hip replacement, and for them to be able to repair the hip fracture, I am forever grateful. Well, we have Dr. Patrick Buckley on the line. Dr. Buckley, are you there?
I am. How are you, Dr. Perry?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time in your Saturday evening. Now, Dr. Buckley is a fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon with advanced training in the treatment of knee, shoulder, and hip injuries. He completed his fellowship in sports medicine at the Stedman Clinic. And this was in Vail, Colorado. I bet you ski a lot, do you?
I do.
You have great, to. Yeah. You have to if you live in Vail. But before that, he completed his residency in orthopedic surgery at the Rothman Institute and at Thomas Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia. And he also provided team coverage for Villanova University, the Phillies. What can we say? We're in New York here. And also for the Philadelphia Marathon. Oh, boy, he's trained spectacularly, and I'm so happy to have you in the area. So thanks so much again for taking your time. I want to talk about rotator cuff tears tonight. Tell us, what exactly is that?
Yeah, so happy to be here. Thanks for having me on. Your rotator cuff is basically a group of four tendons and muscles that helps to stabilize your shoulder joint. The shoulder is a ball and a socket joint, and you know these muscles and tendons allow us to move our arm and do everything that we do in a day-to-day, you know, life.
All right, so that's what the rotator cuff is. Now, how do people injure it so often? I mean, it really sounds like it's one of the most commonly injured joints. I guess there's something like 3 million people in the United States that have rotator cuff injuries each year. Why?
It is, yeah. It's very common and something we see, you know, a lot of in the office. There's really two main ways that people can injure this. You know, the first is from a fall or an injury. Oftentimes where your arm is kind of reached out, you're trying to grab onto something as you're falling down. And that certainly can be a way you can tear your rotator cuff. And, you know, probably the more common way and where many people may injure it is more over time with kind of either overuse or a little degeneration that happens in the tendon as we age. And those are the things that typically bring patients into the office. You know, they come in and they often have pain, often on the outside of their shoulder. They have problems and weakness with lifting things overhead. And those are the things they tend to see us for so that we can evaluate them.
So this is such a common injury, and it's not, I know carpenters get this all the time, but dancers get this all the time. People who tend to be kind of out of shape and do all sorts of exercise periodically tend to get rotator cuff injuries, I know. So now let's say you have a typical 60-year-old woman that overdid it over the weekend, and on Monday her shoulder is absolutely killing her. What does she do? Does she go see you, or is there some non-operative type of thing that she can do herself first? What does she do?
Yeah, certainly we would always start with the easy things and the non-operative things because they have, you know, very good success for the, you know, most of these injuries. So the first thing to do would, you know, would be to rest her shoulder and to try to just allow it some time to heal and to recover. You know, medications like anti-inflammatory medications are also good just to help with the discomfort. And then often we begin patients on a course of physical therapy. And that's, you know, really the foundation of non-operative management for rotator cuff injuries. You know, the goal is really to strengthen the other rotator cuff tendons and importantly strengthen the muscles around the shoulder, especially the ones around the shoulder blade, which can help kind of offload the forces that are seen at the rotator cuff area.
All right, I'm speaking with Dr. Patrick Buckley. He is an orthopedic surgeon, and his offices are in Somerset and Wall Township, Somerset, New Jersey, right near my office, Somerset, and in Princeton, New Jersey also. And he specializes in a lot of different things in orthopedic surgery, but in particular, rotator cuff repair. So now let's say someone has had, you know, they've gone through the physical therapy, they've done all the non-invasive things, and their shoulder is still killing them, and they say, you know, you got to fix this. What do you do as a surgeon?
Yeah, and I think that's an important conversation that we have in the office is we talk about what their goals are, you know, what would they like to get back to doing, and then we offer kind of the options for that. And, you know, it's a fun time to practice medicine and to take care of rotator cuff injuries because, you know, we have a lot of new techniques that allow us to approach these injuries and to address them really in a minimally invasive way. So a typical surgery for this would involve an arthroscopy where you go in with a camera. Usually it's about 3 or 4 incisions, less than the size of a centimeter. And really the goal is to go in and kind of remove the bursal tissue that tends to be inflamed and damaged. You tend to take care of any bone spurs that could be kind of causing this or predisposing the patient to this. And then ultimately you can repair the rotator cuff tendon back down to the bone. And we use that with a number of different techniques, but really we use different high-strength anchors and suture to hold that, you know, tendon back down to the bone and then allow it to heal in that position.
All right. And do you do this as an outpatient or inpatient?
Typically, this is done as an outpatient. So unless there was, you know, certain medical comorbidities or other things that would require an inpatient stay, this is all done as an outpatient. So, you know, the patient comes in. We have different tricks with our anesthesiologists where they can do blocks and other pain control techniques. And patients tend to go home, you know, the same day and are typically pretty comfortable after this.
And are you doing this in your outpatient facility in Somerset, or are you doing it in the hospital?
No, we're doing it. Yep, we have a surgery center there. We do this every day there. It's a very common procedure.
And that is spectacular, you know. So, so if the shoulder's really injured and you need a rotator cuff for repair, you want to go to a specialist like Dr. Patrick Buckley, someone who really does a lot of these, and I know that you do and have specialized in this. So now, let's say someone does have the rotator cuff repair, and how long are they out of work typically, and when can you begin exercising again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that may depend a little bit on what the type of work is. For the general protocol or kind of way that we like to progress patients after surgery is, you know, we first want to protect the repair and kind of allow that to heal. We get them started with motion initially. That's often passively where they're working with a therapist and kind of moving their shoulder. And then they begin to strengthen it. I would say overall it's usually about a 3 to 4 month recovery for, you know, overhead activities and really getting back to those things. But, you know, you can return to work at a desk job at your side when you're comfortable after, you know, a week or so after surgery.
All right, Dr. Patrick Buckley is an orthopedic surgeon at the what I consider to be one of the most spectacular orthopedic groups in the United States, the Somerset, the University Orthopedic Associates. And I want to, I'd like you to give out your phone number and also your website so people can go online, check you out, and all the other great physicians in your group.
Certainly, yeah. So our phone number is 732-734-8999. And then the website is UOANJ, so University Orthopedic Associates of New Jersey .com, UOANJ.com.
And once again, it's 732-734-8999. Give them a call, 732-734-8999. Dr. Patrick Buckley, I want to thank you so much for taking time on your Saturday evening. It's a real pleasure having the opportunity to speak to you, and I hope never to have my shoulder operated on, but if I do need it, I'm going to give you a call.
Thanks very much, Dr. Perry. Appreciate your time, and thanks for having me on.
All right. Thanks so much. And once again, the number of University Orthopedic Associates in Somerset and Wall and Princeton is 732-734-8999, 732-734-8999. The website, UOANJ.com. Give them a call. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? We've got 30 more minutes left to this show, so stay tuned. It's a miserable evening out there. Don't leave your house. Don't leave your car. It's windy, it's wet. Just listen to the show. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be back after these words.
Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Althera, or the new Instalift might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WABC.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy.
WABC, New York. Hey, New Yorkers. On November 15th, ABC's Shark Tank entrepreneur Robert Hershevek and HGTV's house flipper Tarek El Moussa will be live in person at a Breakthrough Wealth Summit. Take just 4 hours out of your life and attend this free event and learn from these experts how to take advantage of key areas of growth in 2019, how to profit using emerging trends in social media and online sales, and how to protect yourself in the real estate market. You'll also get to network with some of the nation's biggest names in real estate and entrepreneurship. You'll leave this summit with new connections and wealth-enhancing ideas. Call 800-511-7723 now and get your free tickets and free dinner. And hear from Robert and Tarek live in person November 15th. That's right, it's all free. Seating is limited, so call 1-800-511-7723, 800-511-7723, or go online at djxlive.com. That's djxlive.com and get your free tickets today. That's djxlive.com and get your free tickets today.
Do you believe in magic?
Would you like to believe in magic?
Would you like to see actual magic?
All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And prepare to be amazed.
1-800-GOT-JUNK is a full-service junk removal company.
We make junk disappear right before your eyes.
All you have to do is point.
You're going to be amazed how quickly we can get there.
You're going to be amazed at how effortless it is.
Send us a signal.
And we'll be there.
In clean, shiny trucks.
In snappy, happy uniforms.
Point at a pile of tree limbs and a rusty old swing set.
Gone.
Point at a king-sized mattress.
Gone.
Point at a dead TV, refrigerator, washer, or dryer.
Gone, 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 gone.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
77 WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is the show about you, the show about your wrinkles and your jowls and your small breasts and Botox. And Jill has been waiting on the line almost a half an hour. Jill, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
That was a fine wait because that was very informative with the doctor, Patrick
Well,
Buckley.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. I try and put very informative guests and good guests, and he was great. But what can I do for you?
Well, I'm a very happy Botox user, and I heard what you said about how many days it takes to kick in, and you're right, it takes a few days. Although one night in particular, my husband said he was going out at night right after I got my Botox, the same day. I said, what? And I raised my eyebrows up. He said, I'll be home at 4, and I got very angry, and I crunched them down, and I raised them up and crunched them down. The next morning, I was very upset at him, but my face looked beautiful. It worked in one day.
And I hope you're still married. So
I am, but you know what? I gave him the cold shoulder, and that's why I have to call Dr. Patrick Buckley. For my cold shoulder.
Well, you sound like a commercial for both of us here. Yeah, you know, Botox is so popular because it works. And not only do I do it in the area of the forehead and between the brows and the crow's feet, but I also, with increasing frequency, I Botox the chin. And you have to be very, very careful to do this. A lot of people have little rumpled skin on their chin, and they hold their lip up in kind of a funny way and rumple their chin. So if we Botox that, I can smooth that out. So, good. Do you have any question for me, or just did you want to tell me about your Botox?
That's it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the phone call, Jill.
It's the phytosphingosine. It's going to really do what it is expected to do.
Well, give it a try, because you're going to receive a bottle of Soft Time. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. How many of you have had a rhinoplasty? What is a rhinoplasty? You know, plastic surgeons love coming up with these words, you know, rhinoplasty. I'm getting a little bit of an echo there, Bruce, but hopefully it sounds great to the millions of listeners from Maine to Virginia. But regardless, rhinoplasty is a very, very common procedure in cosmetic surgery, and it's, euphemistically called a nose job. And so many people have had it. It's perennially one of the more common procedures in cosmetic surgery. And I do many, many rhinoplasties. In fact, it's one of my favorite procedures. And the reason it is because it is the most creative procedure in all of cosmetic surgery and probably in all of surgery. No two noses are alike in life or in the operating room. And it is very interesting when we operate on the nose. I discover all sorts of interesting things, like a lot of people tell me that they've never broken their nose, and we find fractures of the nose, we find fractures of the cartilage, and have to think on our feet and repair those. So regardless, rhinoplasty being such a popular procedure, you wonder, you know, is everybody happy with it? And the vast majority of people are happy. There was a very, very interesting study that just was published, and they looked at women who had rhinoplasties, 10 women with rhinoplasties, and they compared the before and the after photographs. And obviously, if you have your nose done, you want to look better after surgery, right? And you expect that, and everybody expects that. But what do you really expect other people will think? And most of my patients tell me they don't want enormous changes. They don't want to it to be obvious. And certainly we don't want to perform what's called a signature rhinoplasty. And that's a procedure that you know these rhinoplasties have been done and done by the same doctor. So the noses all kind of look alike. I pride myself on having each nose being very individualized. But anyway, in this particular study, there were 10 women who had rhinoplasties, and their before and after photographs were placed side by side, and 264 people were asked to evaluate which photograph looked better, and they gave them 11 different traits of appearance or personality to evaluate the photographs on. Now, in 10 of the 11 categories, symmetry, youthfulness, facial harmony, likability, trustworthiness, interesting, huh? Confidence, femininity, attractiveness, approachability, and intelligence. In 10 out of the 11 categories, the postoperative photographs were significantly more favorable. Now, remember, these are lay people, not physicians, evaluating these photographs and asked to say, you know, is this person more trustworthy before or after the rhinoplasty? And it's very interesting that they weren't told which was before and which was after, but they always chose the postoperative one. The only thing, the only category where they weren't, better afterwards, was aggressiveness. And that's not necessarily a good trait. So if your preoperative photograph, the photograph beforehand, looked less aggressive than the postoperative, that's a good thing. So the conclusion here of the study, rhinoplasty improves the public perception of people's appearance and their personality. Interesting. It's a great study. I love these studies because we kind of know this in plastic surgery, and we tell our patients things like that, but not as precise as this paper showed. So, very interesting. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. The phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Have I mentioned Plexiderm yet today? I don't think so. You know, Plexiderm, I've been talking about it for the last few months. Plexiderm is an incredible product, and I want to tell you about it. It's my good friend John Greenhut. You remember John Greenhut? We designed Night Skin together. We had many, many great infomercials that I'm sure you stayed up at night listening to. Well, Plexiderm is a product that he came up with. It's not mine, but John Greenhut came up with it, and he has a great commercial on television. And if you watch the cable TV shows, you've seen this commercial. And there's a woman and a man who put this Plexiderm on their wrinkles, on their under-eye bags, and then there's a time-lapse photograph, and after 2 or 3 minutes, the wrinkles and the bags go away. And it's almost something you can't believe, right? You look at it and you say, it can't happen. Well, I asked John to send me a bottle of Plexiderm. I used it on my wife, and lo and behold, it does work. And many of my patients, since I've been talking about Plexiderm, have begun to use Plexiderm. And one after the next in my office, they come in, and people like to tell me, I used it, and I'm expecting, oh my goodness, I hope it's good. And I've been told by now many, many women how great Plexaderm is. So it's really validated what I thought. It's a wonderful substance. It's not skincare. I've mentioned this before. It's not like my product that contains vitamin A and vitamin C and things like that. It doesn't do that. It's more like a makeup. So if you have an important engagement this evening, if you're going, it's already a little late today, it's 6:40, then, you know, maybe you're going out and you put on your Plexaderm so that your wrinkles look better. If you're on Tinder, you need Plexaderm. If you're going on television, you need Plexaderm. What does it do? As it dries, it kind of compresses the tissue and makes your eyelids or other areas. You can put it around your mouth, you can put it on your forehead, and wrinkles simply look better. Well, John has given me an 800 number to give to you. You get 50% off the normal retail price. The phone number, write this down, 800-925-9963. I'll say it again, 800-925-9963. You get up to 50% off the normal retail price. Once again, 800-925-9963. Pick up a bottle of Plexaderm. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And we've got just a little bit of time before the next commercial break. I want to talk a little bit about the carbon dioxide laser for around the eyelids. You know, many of my patients come in a consultation and they say, I've got these wrinkles and bags around the eyes. And, okay, Plexaderm only goes so far, right? But a lot of people really want the surgery because you don't want to use Plexaderm all the time. Great product, okay. But really, when people come in and they've got wrinkles and bags under the eyes, well, they want something else. And a lot of people don't want a blepharoplasty. What is a blepharoplasty? A blepharoplasty is one of those technical terms for eyelid lift. And we lift the upper lids and the lower lids. So there's an upper blepharoplasty and a lower blepharoplasty. Well, if you've just got crepey skin and maybe a little extra skin, but not so much in the way of fat, we can laser the eyelids. And, you know, I can do a little bit of this with Ulthera. I can do a little bit of this with TCA peels. But the CO2 laser really helps the eyelid skin. It tightens the eyelid skin. There was a study. I love the studies. This was, ready for this one. This was in the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. Oh, my goodness. That's an anachronistic name, right? But it's a great journal. And they looked at eyelid skin tightening with the fractional CO2 laser, which is the one I use in my office very frequently. It's the fractional. It doesn't disable you. You're not out for weeks and weeks. We do 2 to 3 treatments. And with those treatments, they looked at the results after a year, after the last session, and 11% of people had what they called excellent improvement, and 25% marked improvement. A third had moderate, and only 30% had slight improvement. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. We'll be back after these words. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference, so you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skincare very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all three products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older, and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Althera, or the new Instalift might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WABC.
77 WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, host of this show for many years, coming up on 13 long, hard years. No, I love this show. And every Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, give me a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. This is your opportunity to speak to a board-certified plastic surgeon without spending $300, $500, $700 on a consultation. So give me a call. I'm here to answer your questions. If you've got a facelift coming up this week and you've got some last-minute questions, give me a call. You know, last week I had a woman come in and she was scheduled for a breast augmentation, and she canceled her breast augmentation because I told her that she had to stop her birth care, her hormone replacement therapy, because that increases your chance of a blood clot in your legs. And I know that many doctors do not have you stop hormone replacement therapy or birth control pills, but there is no question that there's about a 6 times higher chance of getting a blood clot in your leg, which is called a DVT, deep venous thrombosis, which could be deadly if it spreads to your lungs, if you do not stop the medication. So, you know, sometimes people can't stop, but then they just simply cannot have surgery. I'm not going to operate on someone for elective cosmetic surgery if they have heightened risks of having a blood clot. This particular person had a blood clot in her leg when she was younger also, and yet was on hormone replacement therapy. Her gynecologist said, let's taper it. I've never heard of that. Well, I mean, I guess I have heard, but there's really no need to taper. We need to just stop the hormone replacement therapy. So when you go to your doctor, your plastic surgeon, and talk about upcoming surgery, your doctor has the obligation to you to keep you as safe as possible. And that means evaluating you before surgery for all your medical issues. So I do a stress test for everyone over 60 years old, an EKG stress test. That means you get on a treadmill, and we want to make sure that your heart is okay. We want to stop things like birth control pills or hormone replacement therapy, and have you be seen by a board-certified internal medicine doctor to make sure that everything is tip-top and ready to go, because, let's face it, this is not surgery that is required. This is surgery that you're doing to make yourself look better and feel better. It's important surgery, but we certainly want to minimize the risk. So, you know, if your doctor tells you to stop the birth control pills and you say, you know, I'll take the risk. No. The doctor should just simply not do your surgery. You should not be on birth control or hormone replacement. And, you know, I get in these arguments with gynecologists all the time because they say, well, it's only a small increase. Well, you know what? We don't want any increase in the risk. All right, I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. So we were talking about rhinoplasty before and talking about how people are in general happier after rhinoplasty, and they're judged by other people to look better, and all these strange characteristics are attributed to them if they have a nicer-looking nose. I guess it's sort of sad that our society judges how we act based on how we look, but you know, this is life, and unfortunately, you're not going to be able to change that. So rhinoplasties are one of the more popular procedures, and one that I enjoy doing immensely because it's very creative. So what goes into a rhinoplasty? Well, before the operation, we sit down, and you tell me what you feel is wrong with your nose. Is it too big? Is there a hump? Is it broad? Is it bulbous? You know, you know what bulbous is? That's the Carl Malden nose, right? Remember that one? Real wide at the tip. So not every nose is too big. Some are just have improper angles. Some are too short. There's lots of different variants in a less than perfect nose. And so we sit down and I examine your nose by feeling it. That's how a plastic surgeon examines the nose. I feel the cartilages and bones of your nose, and then I look inside your nose to make sure that the septum, which separates the two chambers of the nose, is straight, and to make sure there are no surprises in there, like I have examined people who have been cocaine users and have found pretty big holes between the nostrils there. So don't do that. After that, I take photographs of you. And we put your photographs up on the computer screen. And I do two-dimensional photos. Those are the standard photos. And now the three-dimensional photos on what's called a Vectra system. It's pretty cool because we can rotate your image around. And it's really a very interesting way to look at your face in three dimensions on the computer screen. So we do that. And then I manipulate the images. And this is really eye-opening for you and for me because what we do is we change the nose on the computer. So I might get rid of the hump, for instance. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want the hump removed. Just touch the tip. And if I narrow the tip, you see what happens to the rest of the nose. And sometimes, most of the time, we have to do a complete rhinoplasty as opposed to just doing one little thing that you think is wrong, because every little action that I perform on the nose affects the other parts of the nose. And I can demonstrate that with the computer. And so we try and arrive at a photograph, a picture of your nose on the computer screen that you like, that you say, yeah, you know, that's good, I like that. If I can't do that, if we can't agree on something, I can't operate on you because I'm not going to go into the operating room guessing that you'll like this. We certainly want to have a plan, an operative plan. And the way I look at those photographs, it's sort of the same way an architect designs a house, you know. He doesn't just tell the carpenters to go out there and start putting up pieces of wood. He's got a plan. And just like a carpenter or an architect might have some on-site changes, in the operating room, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes there are surprises. So often I will find that someone did break their nose, and sometimes it's just a cartilage break, not necessarily a bone break. And it heals, and you know, you might remember, oh yeah, when I was 16, I got smacked in the face, or I had a skiing injury or something, and I had a bloody nose, and lo and behold, 30 years later, I see the cracked cartilage, because it never quite heals, but it's connected with scar. And so we find that out in the operating room and have to be able to fix that. So each operation for a rhinoplasty is different, and there are some set steps that we go through. But everybody is a little bit different, and that's what makes the operation really very interesting. So what does it take? A rhinoplasty is about a 2.5 to 3 hour operation, and that's typical. There are some people that do rhinoplasties in 15 or 30 minutes, and I personally would not want that doctor operating on me because this is not a rush. We don't want to do it, you know, have the speediest rhinoplasty on earth. I'll never forget, I did I saw a woman a few years ago who had a rhinoplasty in Philadelphia by a otolaryngologist who advertised the 15-minute rhinoplasty. And she walked around for 10 years with a terrible deformity, what we call a Pinocchio deformity. Her nose was elongated like Pinocchio. And when she came to me, after I think it was 9 years, she walked around that way. I said, yes, we can fix it. It's very complex, the way that your rhinoplasty was done, but I can fix that. And she said she never realized that it could be fixed. So went to the operating room. It took 5 hours for that operation because I had to take cartilage from her ear to reconstruct the missing cartilage from her nose and then take everything down several sizes. And afterwards, it really looked quite nice, and I show her pictures all the time in my office. But we don't want to do a 15-minute rhinoplasty. We want to do a carefully planned rhinoplasty, and one that hopefully we do not have to repeat, although Although rhinoplasties have the highest redo rate of any procedure in cosmetic surgery nationwide, it's between 15 and 20%. So it's not uncommon to have to do a little bit more. Karen, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
I had a basal cell removed from the edge of my nostril. And because of that, my nasal labial folds are misaligned. Is there something that can be done with that? I don't have deep folds right now.
But, okay, Karen, first of all, how old are you?
75.
Well, I don't know why you laugh. That's still a relatively young age, Karen. So, yes. So now is the when the basal cell carcinoma was removed, did they make an incision along the length of the nasolabial fold? And by the way, for listeners out there, the nasolabial fold is the fold that connects the corner of the nose with just outside the corner of the mouth. So just for definitions, did they go right along that or did they go across it?
No, they went along it, but it looked like a little whitehead.
Yeah.
But they put the fear of God in me that I might lose half my nostril or something later on if I didn't do anything.
Well, you have to do something. A basal cell carcinoma, if it's gone untreated, it will. You will lose your nose. In fact, in the old days, 50, 60, 70 years ago, they were called rodent ulcers. How's that one? Basal cell carcinomas were called rodent ulcers because it actually looked like a rat was eating away. Isn't that a wonderful thought, right? Well, you know, so of course you have to get it taken care of, and you want to get it taken care of when it's early, and that's why everybody should visit preferably a dermatologist once a year and get looked over for, not a plastic surgeon, a dermatologist. They're the big screeners for skin cancers, and they'll look you over, and you want to have these things taken care of early so that it is a relatively small thing. But we're running out of time. But Karen, let me just tell you, often there are things that we can do to make you look better after if it's less than perfect in the scar. You'd make an appointment with a plastic surgeon, and can't guarantee anything, but usually we can improve the quality of the scar. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This has been What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. Every evening, every Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, we're here. During the week, you can give me a call, 732-422-9600 in New Jersey, 212-753-1820 in New York, and PerryPlasticSurgery.com is the website. And if you're interested in products, it's drperrys.com. Thanks so much for great engineering, everybody. We'll have a great week. Stay warm. It's cold out there. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye now.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry's Skindustries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.